Miss Melody from the BDP Posse in full effect.
Kenny Hodge Productions.
DJ Doc, rocking the stupid dope mix. So bust.
Boogie Down Productions.
Kenny Hodge Productions.
Always get paid. We'll take the wacky song and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin. Cause then you'll begin. Boogie Down Productions.
To master your contract. Good afternoon, Columbus, Ohio, and the rest of the mail handlers who may listen to my daily postal rap sessions. In fact, we now call them PRS. It's going to be the new acronym, so you'll now hear me say Kenny Hodge with the PRS for today, which is postal rap session. Hey, listen. I'm just coming into the knowledge from talking to a lot of the new MHAs that most of them did not know or were not aware, of because they're regulars that now changes their holiday. And what I mean by it changes their holiday is they now have set days off, so now they are, unless drafted, off on their holiday or their designated holiday. I apologize to the craft because I should have put this information out earlier, but I'm just becoming aware that you were not aware of this. You see, this is some of the things that, as branch president, I tried to make sure we communicate. And normally, I tried to stay, not try to. I was always a visible enough presence in the office that we would have had this conversation. But nonetheless, yeah, you are being a regular now, and some of the... The only difference really that changed on your holiday from now as opposed to when you were an MHA is you get paid for all the holidays now. The MHAs, as an MHA, you were limited to the number. You get paid for all the holidays, and if the holiday falls on your day off, or you now have a holiday, which is an extra day off, or designated holiday day off, unless you are drafted to work. Now, when we start talking about drafting, you have to understand there is a pecking order now. And because you are a regular as opposed to MHA, your position in the order changes. And to start off with your change, first of all, you are now entitled to 10 paid holidays as opposed to the 6 you were entitled to as an MHA. I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs out of the contract for you. Article 11.2, eligibility. To be eligible for holiday pay, an employee must be in a pay status the last hour of the employee's scheduled workday prior to or the first hour of the employee's scheduled workday after the holiday. An employee shall receive holiday pay at the employee's base hourly rate time for a number of hours equal to the employee's regular daily working schedule, not to exceed 8 hours in addition, as provided for in section 4 below. Employees who work their holiday may at their option elect to have their annually balanced credited up to 8 hours of annual leave in lieu of holiday leave pay. Real quick, what I just wrote, again, this is my interpretation, read it and let's come to an understanding. If you work your holiday, you have a choice. You can get holiday work and holiday leave. Again, 1 day work, 2 days pay. Or you can elect to get holiday work, and instead of getting holiday leave, fill out a 3971. And again, it's the second box on the type of absence, holiday annual leave exchange. Check that box, and what will happen is you will get 8 hours of holiday work, but instead of getting 8 hours of holiday leave, they'll credit 8 hours on your annual leave, which can help you out later on. Also, there's a pecking order, and I'm going to try to touch on that pecking order real quick. And again, that pecking order comes out of 11.6. The employer will determine the number and categories of employees needed for holiday work, and a schedule shall be posted as of 12 noon on the Tuesday preceding the service week in which the holiday falls. As many full-time and part-time regular scheduled employees as can be spared will be excused from duty on a holiday or day designated as their holiday. The Postal Service, again, when I say the Postal Service, sometimes that excludes that really, really special group of managers we have in Columbus, has an understanding that on holidays, let's try to reduce as many work hours as possible while still having a latent function of allowing as many career employees to be off. Well, Columbus management just believes everybody comes to work. In fact, if you'll notice, and again, I want you to pay attention, if you look at holiday scheduling, you should never have as many people scheduled on your holiday as your daily work days. And in Columbus, we sometimes try to exceed that. And that's contrary to the intent of holiday scheduling. But anyway, here's our pecking order. Again, I'm still in Article 11.6, holiday schedule. Paragraph B. And then I'm going to read B1 to B7. Paragraph B, employees shall be selected to work on holidays within each category in the following order. B1, casuals, if overtime is required. B2, all available and qualified part-time flexible employees, even if overtime is required. B3, full and part-time regular employees in order of seniority who have volunteered to work on their schedule or designated day is their holiday when such day is part of their regular work schedule. Now, if you normally at work on that day, you can volunteer and you must be selected. You're number three in the pecking order. Again, that pecking order goes casuals, part-time flexibles, career volunteers, full and part-time. Then we move down to you, where you used to be, which would be your MHAs. Now, again, I'm going to keep recapping this. Casuals, overtime. Part-time flexible, overtime. Full-time and part-time careers who volunteer, then MHAs. Now we go down a little deeper in the pecking order, B5. Full-time and part-time regular employees in order of seniorities who have volunteered to work on a holiday or day designated holiday whose schedule does not include that day as a scheduled work day. Full-time employees will be paid at the applicable overtime rate. So I've got casuals, overtime, PTFs, even if overtime, full part-time employees who volunteer and it's not their non-scheduled day. Then I have MHAs. Now I have full and part-time regulars who volunteer and it is their overtime day. Now, B6. Full-time and part-time regular employees in reverse order of seniority who have not volunteered to work. Now we're talking about drafting on their holiday or designated day as a holiday when such day is part of their regular work schedule. So I've got casuals, part-time flexible, full-time volunteers, who volunteer to work and it's not an overtime day. Then I've got MHAs. Now I've got full-time regulars who volunteer to work because it's overtime for them. Now we got, that ends your volunteers. Now we start drafting. And when we draft, we have to draft in reverse order, again, based on, is this a regular day or is this an overtime day? So again, B6 and B7 will explain that. But the point I wanted you to understand is, now that you're a regular and you have set days off, there's some criteria that need to be met before they start drafting and forcing you to work. And with the new dynamic workforce we have, I'm really hoping that I can appeal to enough of you that we start holding management foot, however we want to call it, to the fire and make them start going by our contract, abiding by our contract. And let me tell you, I know I might say that with a lot of vigor, but if they choose not to be in line with the contract, the only recourse we have is to get in their pockets and have them pay additional monies. Until their refusal to abide by the contract is so flagrant, and trust me, Columbus is way past this point, that we begin to file labor charges on the post office and address it in that manner. Or that's just me, because I'm not in the union right now, and I, I'm not going to say I'm not in the union, but they've got me in such a nonsense position that I just have better luck or better time going through the labor board than through the union. But I'm going to retract that statement. If they're not following it, we need to become proactive with staying in our stewards, our president, and I hope that's me, face, and let them know that we're not doing what we're supposed to do. We have an obligation to be stewards of this contract and to ensure that management is in compliance with it. And if they're not, we have an obligation to go ahead and force them to do so. And again, I just want to say, when we force them, what it usually means is we get some little nonsense language that they won't do it again. But more importantly, we will receive additional monetary compensation for all their violations if we become proactive and hold their feet to the fire. And I'm sorry, I know I said I'm not going to say negative things. I want to keep it positive. But here's something positive for you. I don't believe that we currently have the tenacity required for this type of situation or interaction with management in Columbus currently with the current staff that you have in office right now. I don't mean any disrespect. I believe I'm stating a fact. And again, I'm not going to harp on that anymore. And I believe most folks in that office will agree with me. The tenacity, the commitment to ensuring your quality of work life is better is not there right now, but it will be back. And again, even if they don't bring me back, then I appeal to you to force them to do what it is they're supposed to do. Hey, listen, this is Kenny Hodge. All weekend, in fact, this week, I'm going to be having a little different music opening the podcast. We've got some young spitters, some young rappers in Columbus, and I'm going to be showcasing a little bit of their music for the next couple of days. So I want to put this out now. Listen, the opening tracks to your postal rap sessions, the PRSs for this week, going to have a little different music. I ask, if it's not your genre of music, don't judge. If it is your genre of music, then hey, this music is being produced locally by your mail handlers, your brothers. So let's support their cause. Let's have a wonderful day. Pablo Sanchez, you coming up tomorrow.